A music video dropped yesterday that's been generating some buzz, more for the Trump dossier and Kim Jong-un references than for the quality of the music.
You really got me, you really got me, you really got me good.
The star of the video actually has ties to the Russia investigation playing out in Washington. For some insight into the music and the politics of this, we asked NPR's music editor Andrew Flanagan and national security editor Phil Ewing to get together and discuss.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Phil.
So this is a video by a guy named Emin Agalarov. His father's Aras Agalarov, this billionaire Russian developer. Young Emin is a pop star, if you want to call him that. Tell us about what we're seeing in this new video.
Sure. Pop star is a strong word, but the video for Got Me Good opens up with a hacker facing several screens in a very darkened basement, and it slowly cuts into footage of a Trump lookalike and Emin making their way to a hotel room. There's cameos by a Paul Ryan lookalike who's actually supposed to be Jared Kushner. There's Stormy Daniels. There's Ivanka Trump and Hillary Clinton cheek kissing before taking shots at a club. And the hacker at the end is revealed to be Kim Jong-un, chomping on some popcorn.
Riff from today's headlines.
Uh-huh.
So this isn't the first time that Emin has actually made a song about Donald Trump. They made a record together back in 2013 because his father, Aras, helped Trump put on the Miss Universe pageant in Moscow. Donald Trump actually did a cameo in that video.
Emin, let's get with it. You're always late. You're just another pretty face. I'm really tired of you. You're fired.
In the new video, they're reminding everyone that the Agalarovs are part of this story, part of these headlines with Stormy Daniels and Kim Jong-un and Paul Ryan and Jared Kushner. It may sound familiar to people because Emin Agalarov was one of the links in the chain that the Russian government used to offer help in the presidential campaign to Donald Trump Jr. Eventually, the Russian government sent a delegation to New York City in 2016 in June to meet with Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner and the then campaign chairman Paul Manafort to give some political tips about the Democrats. This has clearly been a big deal in terms of the Russia investigation and whether any Americans were involved with the Russian attack on the election in 2016.
I wish that you told me the truth.
Oh. Andrew, you're a professional music journalist. Give me your take about the song, how good it is and how good the video is.
Yeah, I guess the takeaway musically would be it's vaguely Ed Sheeran-y. It's got kind of a clippy bossa nova acoustic guitar beat. These are things that you can probably load up in GarageBand on your iPad pretty quickly and sing over. But honestly, I couldn't understand, maybe you can help me with this. Like, there's a couple different takeaways I felt like you could get from it, right? There was, be careful, Trump, we have something on you, or this is just us joking around, we're still tight bros from way back when.
Both messages could be true. That's what's so fascinating and maddening about this story. It's kind of what I bang my head against the wall doing every day trying to cover it. Trump probably does not want us to talk about this video because it reminds everyone of all his connections to the Russia investigation and these powerful Russians from his business life. So you can imagine the Agalarovs might be saying, we're no longer friends. Or maybe what they're doing is saying, we actually do still have a relationship and we're just trying to fool people into thinking that by making fun of you, we'll then get you to break with us publicly.
So he may or may not be willing to perform another cameo in another Emin music video.
That remains to be seen, correct.
Okay. You
really got me good. That's NPR's music editor Andrew Flanagan and national security editor Phil Ewing.